amigos, bienvenidos a episodio 11 de Pero en Español, Estación 2, Season 2, with Señorita Finley, Doctora Finley Cresta, whatever you want to call me, you know who I am. And for this week's episode, I have a special guest, una amiga mía especial, se llama Samaya. Samaya, say hola to everybody, say hola. Yeah. Muy bien. Y ella tiene 5 años, ¿correcto? ¿Tiene 5 años, Samaya? ¿Sí? No, that's 4. Sí, 5. Okay. So, chicos.
5.
5, muy bien.
5
No, you're not 4 anymore. No, you turned 5, and you're going to turn 6 this year. So, amigos, while we are here, I want to check out the referral link on Lingopie. Lingopie is this amazing application you can use to learn language through music, TV shows, and movies. You can download Lingopie on your computer, your laptop, PC, your smart device, your tablet, whatever it is. And you can learn to improve your listening skills. You can build vocabulary, grammar skills, and enjoy endless fun, especialmente en español, unless you're, you know, going to do other languages. That's cool, too. So let's get into the lesson today. This season's episode 11, the title is called Síguelo. And síguelo. Muy bien. Repite, Samaya, síguelo.
Síguelo.
Muy bien. So, síguelo, that is a phrase that can be used to describe how to overcome challenges, pushing forward. It's about determination. It's about staying focused on your goals and achieving what it is you need to do. It's a call for perseverance and a call for resiliency. And that's what we're doing today. We're going to push through because I know it's been a long time since we had an episode for Pero en Español. And so we're in season 2, episode 11. So let's get into the lesson. So we're going to start off with la palabra de la semana. La palabra de la semana is the word of the week. Samaya, we're going to teach them the word of the week. Listo, ¿sí? ¿Sí? Muy bien. Okay. La palabra de semana, sueño. Samaya, repite, sueño.
Sueño.
Perfecto. Sueño has about 3 different meanings we're going to go over. Definition 1, dream. Dream. Like if you go to sleep, your brain has dreams, right? You're thinking about things. Or you could be daydreaming. You ever like sit and your teacher's talking or your mama's talking, you're thinking about something else, you're daydreaming. So repeat this. Sueño.
You know what I dream about?
What do you dream about, Samaya?
Going in a hole. I have some dangerous dreams I've been on.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Let's do the second definition. Sueño can also mean, like, you're sleepy or you have sleepiness. And Samaya tells me sometimes she gets real sleepy. She loves her naps, don't you? A nap is a siesta. Do you love siesta, Samaya? Si or no?
Yeah.
Si? Si muy bien. So sueño can be about saying you got dreams. It can be when you're sleepy. And this is another one, like drowsy. Do you know what drowsy means, Samaya?
Like you're sleepy.
Like you're sleepy, but you don't want to go to sleep. It's like when your mom's like, it's time to go to bed, but you're drowsy, but you really want to play or watch TV or do whatever other fun things. So that's what that is. So sueño has 3 meanings. Do you remember one of the 3 meanings, Samaya, what sueño means? I told you 3 definitions. Do you remember one of them?
Yeah, drowsy and
yep.
Sleepy.
Yeah. Yeah, and you remember the third one? It was the first one. Your brain does this when you're asleep. You have what?
Dreams.
Muy bien. Perfecto, nena. Okay, so now we're going to do el verbo de la semana. El verbo de la semana is the verb of the week. A verb, Samaya, do you know what a verb is?
Like your verb?
No, that's a burp. I said a verb. A verb is an action word. So burp is a great action word. It's something you do. Burp, talk, sing, run, hop, skip, jump, paint. Earlier with your mommy today in the kitchen, you were baking. Bake is a verb. El verbo de semana this week is describir. Describir is a cognado, and my listeners already know that a cognado is a word that's in Spanish, and it looks and or sounds like a word in English. So, like the word carro, vroom, vroom, what does that word sound like in English?
Car.
A car. But describir, that's kind of a big word, but you're smart. What do you think describir sounds like? Does it sound like to describe, describir, describir, to describe? Or does it sound like to write?
Inscribe.
Describe, maybe, yeah. So, describir means to describe. Then, el número de la semana. That's the number of the week, Samaya. What do you think this one is? Okay, so I know you can count to 10, right? You want to do it with me real quick? Uno.
Dos.
Tres. Cuatro.
Cinco.
Siete. Ocho. Nueve. Diez. Okay, so this number is 40.
40.
Muy bien, perfecto, nena. So 40, what word does that sound like in Spanish, do you think? Does 40 sound like 40 or does it sound like 15? 40.
40.
40, perfect. Inteligente. Besa tu mente. Go, muah, ah. Muah, ah. Kiss your brain, porque tú eres tan inteligente, nena. Okay, so now that we know la palabra de semana, sueño, el verbo de la semana, describir, y el número de la semana, 40, let's now go into practicing those new words in sentences. So we have three sentences, tres frases. Frase uno. Repite, Samaya. No.
No.
Tengo.
Tengo.
Sueño.
Sueño.
¿Por qué?
Porque.
Tengo.
Sueño.
Divertido.
Divertido.
Okay, let's try a different one. That one's close, because that wasn't on my list, but you did a good job. All right, let's try this one. No tengo.
No tengo.
Sueño.
Sueño.
Pero.
Pero.
Quiero.
Quiero.
Dormirme.
Dormirme.
Perfecto. Acente bueno. That in Spanish, you just said, I'm not sleepy, but I want to sleep. You ever feel like that way? Ever been sleepy but don't want to sleep?
Yeah, because I always sleep with my stuffing with me.
Exactly. Okay, so now, in that sentence, can you tell me which word you hear is the word of the week? I'll say it again. No tengo sueño, pero quiero dormirme. Which word in that sentence is the word of the week? Perfecto, inteligente. Besa tu mente, chica. Muy inteligente. Perfecto. Okay, frase dos. Este es con el verbo de la semana. So this sentence is now with the verb of the week. Repite. Te.
Swear.
No, te.
Te.
Describo.
Describo.
¿Qué pasó?
¿Qué pasó?
Mi sueño.
Mi sueño.
Anoche.
Anoche.
Perfecto. So that sentence is, I'm telling you or describing to you what happened in my dream last night. So in this sentence, Samaya, tell me what word you hear. Okay, dime que tú oyes. Dime que tú oyes. Es el verbo de la semana. So listen, te escuches al verbo, to the verb de la semana. Okay. So listen to the sentence and tell me which word is the verb of the week. I'm going to say it slow. Te describo qué pasó en mi sueño anoche.
Anoche.
Ooh, that's a good guess. That's last night. But we're listening. So the verb of the week, do you remember what the verb of the week is?
Yes, sueño.
Muy bien, describir. It's going to sound like that. Because remember, when I say te describo que pasó mi sueño anoche, I said I described to you what happened in my dream last night. So listen to the word that sounds like describir. Okay, I'll repeat it. Yo repito. Te describo que pasó en mi sueño anoche. I'll say it one more time. Te describo que pasó en mi sueño anoche. Which word in that sentence sounds like describir?
Sueño.
That's another good guess. Sueño's dream. Okay. Let's listen to the first half of the sentence. Let's break it down. Te describo qué pasó. Te describo qué pasó. What word in that first half of the sentence sounds like describir? Te. Muy bien, describo. You did it. Perfecto, nena. Besa tu mente. Muy inteligente. Okay, frase tres is the last sentence for this lesson. This is with el número de la semana. So, después de 40 días, puedo comer carne. Repite, así es despacio. Repite, Samae, después.
Después.
De 40.
40.
Días.
Días.
Puedo.
Puedo.
Comer.
Comer.
Carne.
Carne.
Muy bien. That means after 40 days, I can eat meat. You like to eat meat?
Yeah, I do.
You have, what do you like, chicken or beef?
I really like chicken and beef, but today I'm having macaroni with something else.
Hopefully macaroni is chicken. Okay, so we're going to do the same thing with the other two sentences. We're going to listen for the word, and this is the number. Okay, I'll break it down for you. It's not going to be hard, Samaya. I believe in you. Put your head up, sis. You can do it. You can do it. You ready? Okay. Después de 40 días, puedo comer carne. Yo repito despacio. Después de 40 días, puedo comer carne. What word do you hear in that sentence sounds like the number of the week? Do you remember the number of the week? Is it 10 or 40?
10.
No, you know what it is. What is it?
40.
Okay, so what word are we listening for in our sentence? Are we listening for 40, sí or no? Sí or no? We're listening for sí. Okay, so listen for 40 and tell me when you hear it. So when you hear it, give me a thumbs up, okay? Sí, can you do that for me?
Yeah.
Sí? Okay, perfecto. So when you hear me say 40, give me a thumbs up.
Okay.
Okay. Después de 40 días, puedo comer carne, okay? I'm going to say it again. When you hear me say 40, give me a thumbs up, okay?
Okay.
So listen to what I'm saying. Okay. Después de 40.
40.
Muy bien. Días. Puedo comer carne. Perfecto. You did an amazing job. Muy bien. Nena. Super proud of you. Tengo mucho orgullo para ti. So, that is the lesson for today. Now it's time to check out the song of the week by Romeo Santos featuring Usher, Promises. Disfrutan, amigos.
Por tu amor, en tus manos yo caí. Tienes control sobre mí. Tu cuerpo es la cárcel y yo un prisionero. Y jamás quiero salir. Condenado y soy feliz. Try to keep my balance, but I still fall. But how did I fall so hard? Right into your arms, I swear, girl. Wrap inside you, baby, and it's so warm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, if you want to, and it's for my listeners as well, you can review the lesson this week by clicking on it in the episode. Read, write, and speak the verb, number, and word of the week. Memorize the three phrases, okay? Record yourself saying them and play it back. Listen for cognates from the song of the week. Practice listening to language using lyrics training. Watch authentic foreign language TV shows and movies on Lingopie. You can use the referral link to click the link to practice your listening and building vocabulary and grammar skills. Use wordreference.com to practice understanding new words. And you can sign up, like Samaya has done, for tutoring services for extra practice with me. And you can check out my website for more information to begin your journey to proficiency and fluency. So, Samaya, muchas gracias. That means thank you so much. And you can tell our audience, adios.
Adios.
Bien, perfecto. Gracias, Samaya.
Gracias.
And that's it.